Let's see it, Tom.
That again?
Let's see it. Let's see your moves.
Yeah. Here I go. Tom, can they see me?
I'm
topless.
All right, next on the line we have Alan Hopkins of Handyman Connection. He bought the company out from his father. He's been in it 14 years and has done a little bit of work outside of the business. Clay, have you ever worked outside of your family business?
You know, I did a little bit. I owned 4 retail stores up in Flagstaff, Arizona. They're still up there. I had a couple of great partners up there and learned a lot. Learned a lot about operating a business and payroll and right all those things that kind of go along with the balance sheet and profit and loss statement. So it was a really great learning experience.
There seemed to be a very key theme in everyone that has stayed in business, on a lot of them, is that they were made to go work outside of the company at some point.
And I think I had to do that. And, you know, one of the great things with my dad is he never forced me to come in the business. And I'm curious to hear about Alan, too. But I approached him. So I think that was a natural transition.
Alan, are you with us this morning, sir?
Yes. How are you?
Good. Did you stay up all night contemplating your one business advice for Arizona homeowners?
I did. Difficult decision.
Lay it on us, Alan.
So we've been in Phoenix for 24 years, and our main focus has always been service. In this business, I think most homeowners usually get let down by contractors on the service end of things, whether it's not showing up when they said they were going to, not calling when they said they were going to, not get the job done on time. We try to make a point of, if we make a promise to somebody, we deliver that promise. And I think that's what really sets us apart from the other handyman in our business.
Rosie jokes often that every contractor must have 36 grandmothers and 59 mother-in-laws because of how many times they're blaming them or how many times they've died as an excuse that they were late. So you only have one mother, Alan, is what you're saying?
Only one mom, and still alive.
Yeah.
So she might die, but hopefully not. And but no, you know, it's funny how often we hear guys, you know, or customers call and say, oh, Craftsman didn't show up, you know. I don't know what happened. I don't know where he is, but I need to get this job done, and I need somebody who's going to show up when they say they're going to.
Now, out of curiosity, and I bring this up because Clay, on one of these, was what was the biggest challenge to life, and it was the transition, or the biggest business challenge. It was the transition on taking over your dad, and maybe your dad not letting go or pick an exact date. How was your transition into ownership, Alan? Was it smooth?
It's been gradual over time. I joined the business 14 years ago, and at the time my dad said, hey, you're not doing anything. Why don't you come work for me and you can kind of get on track to your career? And that's the truth. And the first thing I ever did for him was working on a roof in the middle of July. And I decided after that job that working outside doing that type of work probably wasn't for me, that I should probably get into the office and maybe be on that side of things. So it's sort of been a gradual progression over the last 14 years, you know. But for the last few years, I'd say he's kind of passed over the reins and let me make the majority of the decisions and kind of been back in the shadows. But in January, he officially retired.
Now, do you ever pull any dirty tricks on him and give him, like, the dirty jobs to go out and do? Hey, Dad, you know, I need you to go do this for me.
No.
I know you're retired, and you told me once, since you're not doing anything, I need you to do this. Well, Dad, since you're retired and not doing anything, can you go clean the sewer out for me?
No, we haven't done that to him yet.
Yet, he said yet there, Romy. Did you hear that? Yeah, haven't done him yet.
The idea just hit. Well, Alan, we appreciate your time this morning. And they've been a partner with Rosie on the house for a number of years. And congratulations on the successful transition into business ownership. It's a challenge. If it was easy, anybody could do it. I had a conversation with, who was it? Oh, it was another one of our partners from Tucson. And he says, you know, oftentimes I just sit there and I wonder, why didn't I just stay in sales?
Well, it's tough. You know, there's a lot of material out there. There's books, and there's this magazine I found in the Albuquerque airport the other day, Family Fortune magazine. But it's tough, and there's, you know.
The magazine title is Family Fortune, or that's an article?
The title of the magazine is Entrepreneur Startups, and the cover story is Family Fortune. And there's some great tips in there. I mean, everything from, you know, setting up an equity plan, clarifying roles, get everyone on the same page. Maybe Alan and I need to swap notes and write our own article. Maybe. Maybe get together.
What is your favorite book on business?
I've got a few. One of my favorite books is by a gentleman by the name of Ron Baker, and its title is Implementing Value Pricing. And I think it really gives the reader, but also the professional and the customer. It kind of brings together why customers find value in hiring professionals and how do we price that right. I know it sounds heady, but why do people spend money and what's involved, the emotional part, and they want to get a job done. And it helps the reader understand that everybody needs to win. And the business is there to make money, but the customer is there to get value. And if you can do that right, it's really powerful, and it's a win for everybody.
So did that adjust your pricing and business when you got through to it?
It did, and it affects, I think, just the way that we look at how the customer looks at the price and why they do that.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.